The recent conviction of former Rutgers University student Arun Ravi on charges related to spying on his roommate raises difficult issues for campus administrators. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports that colleges and universities throughout the region are struggling to protect students' privacy in the digital age.
NYU has strict rules to protect the privacy of students in their dorms. At a high-rise on 3rd Avenue, students wave their IDs over turnstiles.
So I have to sign in first.
Guests sign in at a security desk and leave an ID with a security guard. These policies are designed to keep students safe in their physical space. But when it comes to protecting them online, colleges are struggling to keep up with the realities of campus life.
4th floor. Going up.
A MacBook Air sits on the desk in the dorm room of junior Z Ting. She barely sets her iPhone down.
And then I got an iPad 3 because I commute a lot. So I felt like I could bring iPad 3 when I'm on the bus.
Ting says no one has interfered with her life online, but she does know stories. She says her friend changed her Facebook password because an ex-boyfriend was logging in to read private messages. Ting says if it happened to her, she'd confront the person.
But other than that, I don't know what else I can do.
And that's the problem. Perry Aftab is a lawyer who specializes in cybercrime. She says students don't know what to do when someone invades their privacy online.
It's the modern generation's version of our going through our boyfriend's wallet.
But on campus, every student has a kind of online wallet full of valuables.
They know each other's passwords. They may often share the accounts. They may be taking pictures of each other that are embarrassing. They may scroll through their text messages and emails on their smartphones or look at the pages that they're looking at and use their accounts.
College administrators know there are problems, and they want to find solutions.
We're still figuring this out.
Anne Lombard is the Dean of Student Life at a SUNY college in Syracuse. She's also part of a national organization for higher education administrators. Her research found that more than a quarter of the students she surveyed said they had been a victim of cyberbullying on campus. Lombard says campuses can do more to discuss the importance of online privacy and create stricter online codes of conduct. Still, she finds the Ravi case particularly upsetting.
My reaction would be a personal one. As a university administrator, I find myself wondering what the implications are going to be for us on campuses. There's not a lot of clarity here.
Lombard says the thorniest issue is where to draw the line. What is freedom of speech and what is harassment? The Ravi case has made that question urgent. It's also shown that protecting students online is more complicated than securing their physical space. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.